Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We invite you to call right now at 844-322-2742. Again, it's 844-322-2742. We're live, on the air, and online, so you can get an immediate answer to your questions or discuss the important issues in your life right now. Again, that toll-free number is 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel. And guys, it's a very special day. I don't know if you realize it or not, but it was exactly 30 years ago today that we began a broadcast called People to People, which, of course, has evolved into, that's a bad word, has become Basic Gospel. And so it's really a milepost day.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Gosh, hard to believe it's been 30 years. I can remember those early days, the very first broadcast. It was a wonderful program. There was so much excitement, and been going at it for 30 years and excited to do so. And delivering the simple good news of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection, the only message that really addresses the deepest need of mankind, and that's the fact that we were spiritually dead in need of life. And in the gospel, we see that Jesus Christ came to give us life. He was raised from the dead so that we too could be raised from the dead spiritually, and then at a point in time, physically. Yeah. That's the good news of Jesus Christ. And I think that's what is missing so much in many explanations of the gospel. We present merely the forgiveness side of it, the work that Jesus did on the cross. But there was so much more about this Christ event that is really tied up and rests in the resurrection. As I've said, the resurrection of Jesus Christ really is the heart and soul of Christianity, because it solves our deepest problem, and that's our spiritual death by providing life in Jesus Christ. And I know, Andrew, as you go across the country, you probably see that quite a bit, that missing part of the gospel, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, basically the gospel that is so often heard, Bob, you know, is this idea that Jesus died for your sins, and that you're forgiven unless you sin, and then you need to ask to get forgiven. But I just got done saying you're already forgiven. And so people live in this double talk about their forgiveness, and they never graduate. They never graduate from what I call the work of Friday, the finished work of the cross. They never graduate from that to enjoy Sunday, so to speak, the third day. They never graduate to the resurrection and just enjoy the presence of Christ within them, because they've still got big gaping holes in their understanding of the finished work of the cross and what that means for forgiveness. So, you know, I want to say hats off to you guys. I mean, 30 years. I mean, just all our listeners out there need to think about that. The consistency, the constant look to Jesus Christ, the camaraderie that you guys have, the fellowship, the focus. I mean, how many ministries can say that they've been on the air for three decades, for 30 years, and yet the entire time you guys have maintained a focus on what really matters, the work of Jesus Christ and his death and his resurrection. So, you know, I'm newer to this broadcast, and it's fun for me to be a part of the team, but I just want to say, you know, I've been a supporter and a friend of the ministry for 22 of those 30 years. And if there are some folks out there who were thinking about supporting the broadcast, I just encourage you to do it. These guys are legit. They're the real thing, and they've been around for three decades, and they have the right focus. You know, any support that comes in will be well used and respected and honored, so that we can proclaim this message. And that's what you guys have been doing for so long. So thank you.
Well, Andrew, thanks for those kind words.
Yes,
and, you know, we started 30 years ago. Bob George was the voice. And but the message has always been about Jesus. And every day, we come into the studio, and Bob Davis sometimes jokes and says, well, what are we going to talk about today, guys? And it's always Jesus. And, you know, and he'll say, I wonder if he gets tired of us talking about him. But the fact of the matter, there's no other subject matter, no other topic that is as important to talk about as Jesus Christ himself. You know, we look out at the world and, you know, this you know, crazy media-driven world that we live in today, just every little issue is a hot topic. It has 15 minutes of fame, and then it fades away, and then there's a new hot topic. And, boy, Christians, we're just kind of sucked into the discussion on those. What should we think about this? What should we think about that? What should we think about, you know, all these other things? How should we handle it? How should we talk about it? And the fact of the matter is, you know, we can talk about all of those things, but it doesn't solve the deepest need of man. Man's deepest need is life. We were born dead spiritually. Jesus Christ is the only one that has spiritual life to provide for us. And so the answer to all of those issues is Jesus. You know, what does Jesus say? Well, you know, we can talk about every type of sin out there. Jesus says, I don't count those sins against you. Why? Because through my shed blood, I've reconciled the world unto myself. We can talk all about these political things, and Jesus says, you know, I've come to bring a new kingdom, the kingdom of God, that's a kingdom of grace that is part of this new covenant. And he said, I want you to be a part of that. I'm not here to clean up the world. I'm not here to make the world a moral place or a better place or anything of that. That's death. That's a sea of death. I've come to take people out of that sea of death and put them in the sea of life. That's what Jesus is all about. And I think as believers in Christ, that's what we need to be about. That's our message. I mean, we've got the most important message on the planet. We know God. God has deposited a knowledge of himself into our hearts through his Holy Spirit. We know his love. We know his grace. We know his mercy. We know his forgiveness. We know the satisfaction of his life. We know the contentment of his presence. That's what we know. That's what the world desperately needs. And that's what we should be giving them every single day. We can't say it enough. And Andrew, we are just thrilled beyond measure that you're with us and a part of us. And we just support and love what God is doing through you to deliver that simple message of Jesus and all the different avenues that he has opened up to you, my friend. And it is just a wonderful opportunity for us to connect and share this time together every Wednesday over the airwaves.
Yeah, it sure is. It's always fun, and sure love you guys, and it's an honor to be hanging out with you.
And he's good for comic relief as
Yes,
well.
He is. Yes, he is indeed. Well, let's go to our...
Let me give the phone number before we go. Okay, 844-322-2742. We have plenty of open lines, plenty of time on the clock. We want to hear from you. Pose your question or your particular issue of discussion. We'd like to hear from you right now, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Chris in Fairfax, Virginia. Hi, Chris.
Hi again, guys. I wanted to continue the conversation that we started on Monday. You know how, Bob, you were saying that it's important to see the entire Bible as the story about Jesus and how God was taking the initiative to protect the Messiah from the surrounding nations and make sure that he would be born in reference to, like, God's killing of people in the Old Testament, specifically in the areas of Canaan. What I wanted to ask you guys today is sometimes we come across a story which leaves me scratching my head even more than that. And the two stories I have in mind are in 1 Kings. One of them is in chapter 13 and the other one is in chapter 20. So one of them, so there's this young prophet who's been told by God, don't go the way you came, don't eat or drink anything along the way. An old prophet basically tricks him into doing it, and he dies for it. And then in 1 Kings chapter 20, we see a similar story where God also uses a lion to punish someone who was disobedient. He said, strike me, And the guy didn't listen. And then he said, okay, because you refused to strike me, then a lion's going to strike you. It's like, huh? So, like, in times like that, where it kind of seems like what's going on here, I just wanted to get your insights on what do you do with a story like that? Like, a friend of mine told me, you know, we can, it's our job to get our level of understanding up to the level that God describes himself as. He says he's slow to anger. But these stories are like, huh, really? I just wanted to get your insight on what do you do when you get to a story that's as difficult as these?
Yeah, well, those are tough stories for sure, Chris. And first of all, I would say, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is I thank God that I'm not under the law. I thank God that I'm not in the Old Testament with that sort of system in place. And so, you know, you've got preservation of Israel at play. You've got preservation of prophets at play. You've got respect for those who are in authority, either running the country or running the ministry at that time. And you've got a law-based system behind it all. That is the backdrop. And so, you know, I think you look back on stories like this in the Old Testament and you say, wow, so serious, so strict, so unbelievably rigid. And then you say, why are we today trying to flirt with a law-based system when this is how that sort of system teases out? This is how it plays out in everyday life. And you know, it's just the whole ball game has changed because of the cross and resurrection. So we look back and we appreciate the Old Testament and we understand the Old Testament. We look at how God operated under the Old Covenant and we thank him for that. I mean, if Israel didn't have Yahweh, who would they have? They'd have no one. And the Gentiles were without a hope. So then through Messiah, God is unleashed, you know, the presence and power of God is unleashed on all of humanity, including us Gentiles. Most of us listening to this program are Gentiles. So, you know, my initial thoughts are, Chris, yeah, you can find a dozen, two dozen really tough stories to wrestle with where there's some heinous things that happen. There's some rigidness. There's some things that seem very strict to us, and we can't comprehend it under the covenant of grace because we're not under law. And when you're under law, you'd better look out. I mean, the law kills. It's very rigid. There's 613 regulations, and God wants the utmost of respect from everyone in Israel. And there's consequences for sin. So things just get unusual in some of those stories because of the covenant. And I just say, thank God I'm under a new covenant.
Okay. Bob, Richard, you guys got any insight to add to that?
Well, they are, like Andrew said, they are difficult stories. And we just, like I said, I keep going back to what I said on Monday. We have to recognize that, you know, sometimes our minds can't comprehend the ways of God and what was going on back in those stories. And so what I do, I just take them for what they are. This is what happened. I don't try to create any theological doctrinal statements based on that. This is what happened. This is how it was carried out for that particular purpose. And as you read further along in the story, you see that it just keeps moving and more information about Messiah is unfolded and we see that. So that's how I handle those things. But Chris, you know, we could talk about that in great detail. And what I encourage you to do, send us an email and we'll try to answer that in a little more detail. Okay, my friend?
Okay. Can I ask one more question? It's kind of just maybe getting more at what you were saying near the end of the broadcast on Monday, Bob. You were saying, mercy always triumphs over judgment, and how God was sick and tired of the sacrificial system. And I loved hearing that. That was good stuff, and especially for me because I've kind of come to see God as like a stickler for sacrifices in the Old Covenant. Can you just elaborate on that, and then I'll be done.
Well, I think we see the reality of that at the cross, where mercy triumphs over judgment. We see the two of those coming together. And as a result of Christ's work, we receive mercy. That was the whole purpose of that, so that we could be saved, so that we could receive eternal life. So everything about that statement is tied up in the finished work of Jesus Christ, the mercy seat, God pouring out his blood, his life, Jesus pouring out his life so that we could receive life. That's not what we deserve. That's not what we've earned. That's not what we've merited. The wages of our sins is death. That's what we deserve, but God in mercy sent Jesus. And that's what we have to see. That's why mercy triumphs over judgment. It has in my life, and it has in anybody's life who has come to know Christ as Lord and Savior.
Yeah, another thought here. Another thought here, Chris, is in Hebrews 10. You may want to look at this. Hebrews 10, verses 5 to 6. Christ says, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. And he says he was not pleased. God was not pleased with burnt offerings and sin offerings. That's Hebrews 10, 5 to 6. So it kind of goes along with what you were saying and what Bob was discussing, that we've moved beyond burnt offerings and sin offerings because of the work of the cross, and God wasn't pleased with them, and that's the bottom line.
Yep, that's a good verse. Well, thanks, guys, again, as always, for your ministry and your time, and you guys have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, let's move on to Los Angeles and talk to Antoine. Hi, Antoine.
Hey, you guys, that was a good topic, guys. I had another question, but I was thinking that Old Testament stuff reminds me of a scripture that says, oh, everything worked together for the good. It's like, even though it looked like it's something that not important, but it all worked together for Christ to get here, you know. So I was just wanted to add to that. But my question was, I know I was reading that 12 Days of, I think it's Grace book that you had written out. I know you said it was an excerpt from the main book that's coming out.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you was going to do an audio book.
Well, yeah, I'm actually going to be talking to the publisher Monday of next week, and that will be one of the questions on our topics to discuss. So I will have more news and information about that on sometime next week.
Yeah, put that at the top of the list, because a lot of people commute like me, and I can get stuff done. It's a lot harder to sit down and read a book sometimes. It's easier just to pop it in your ear, you know.
Yeah, I understand, Antoine, and I will push them to make that happen.
Yeah, I look forward to it. And I had another question, but I wanted to take it off the air if you could put me on hold, because I wanted to ask you as a personal matter.
Okay, we'll put you on hold. Hang on, Antoine. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, in just a moment, we'll go to Mahopic, New York, and talk with Pete. But, at the top of the broadcast, we talked about this being the 30th anniversary of this particular ministry. And, we couldn't have done it without so many of you who have become givers and contributors to this ministry and supporting this ministry through the years. And so for those of you who are listening right now, please remember Basic Gospel in your giving. We are dependent upon the prayers and gifts of people like you, our listeners, to keep the good news of Jesus Christ on the airwaves and online. And with your gift of $15 or more this month, you're going to receive a copy of Bob's book, as Antoine mentioned, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, is due to be released this coming month. And we would love to get a copy into your hands. And, of course, as I said, it's available for a gift of $15 or more to the ministry. So help keep the good news coming. Just click the donate link on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator during Central Time office hours at 844-412-2742. Again, that number, 844-412-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Pete, who's listening to us on our great affiliate, WMCA. Hi, Pete.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well.
I have a question. I have a question with, as being a dispensationalist and reformed, who's right and who's wrong? Any quick?
They're both wrong. Let's put it that way. There's no human being that has a belief that is completely correct.
Okay.
None of us.
So, as far as end times and how it's all going to unfold and that sort of thing, other than we know this, Jesus Christ is coming back.
Amen. Right. Right. So we should, is this a secondary issue? Like, should we debate on it? Or
yeah, I mean, absolutely, Pete. I mean, if you're talking about dispensations, you know, one of the things that we stress on this program that's absolutely critical because it's, you know, smattered throughout the New Testament, it's all over the Bible, in fact, is that there was an old covenant and a new covenant, and that's really not up for debate, that we live under the new covenant, and there was one day before the cross, there was an old covenant. But when you get to the end times and you're talking about future telling and fortune telling and predicting and that sort of thing and trying to compute the return of Christ, and you know, he says nobody knows the day nor the hour nor the epoch.
The
And, you know, epoch means time period there. So nobody really knows the time period. So we can speculate on that and we can have fun reading prophecy and trying to make our best guesses. But then in the end, we have to submit to the fact that it's going to come like a thief in the night and that everybody's going to be surprised anyway.
I mean, is that what a dispensationalist does? I mean, are they hardcore with that or not really? You know what I'm saying?
Well, the term dispensationalism, there's so many variants within that even. You know, I mean, we, for example, believe there is an old covenant and a new covenant. But, you know, dispensationalism is it's an evangelical movement that basically believes that God has related to us humans in different ways under different covenants or periods in history. And so, I mean, we believe that about the old covenant and the new covenant, but I think, again, when you get into the future and trying to predict the return of Christ, that's where things get messy. So, you know, I think you can keep it simple, Pete. There was an old covenant. There is a new covenant. Right. We're not under the old. We're under the new. And there you have the very core of what we Christians really need to understand about dispensations anyway.
Okay.
Does that help you, Pete?
Thank you. Yeah. It just, you know, then I get into the Reformed theology, and then I get a little, you know, that's something I just want to just hold. You know, I have to discern through my walk, you know.
Yeah. Well, here's something that we've talked about quite often, you know, with just among our staff. And a couple of years ago, we actually went through the book of Revelation, a chapter a day through, I think it was the month of October of that particular year. And we get so interested in trying to get our newspapers or you know, internet news and look at those headlines and see where they're matching up with what the book of Revelation or the book of Daniel is is telling us. And we're thinking, you know, Christ is going to come back, and here's, you know, here's evidence of it. And yeah, Christ can come back at any moment. I mean, that's not up for grabs. But when you actually read through the book of Revelation, there's this trail of assurance that starts at the beginning and goes all the way to the end. And we know that there is a coming time of judgment upon the world, upon the lost. And we're worried about that. We get frightened about that. Right. We're fearful of that. But God, in his foreknowledge and in his sovereignty, prepared a book, and he gave it to the Apostle John as a book of incredible assurance for those of us who have been marked out by God with his Holy Spirit. We can be assured that we're going to be with Christ forever. That's a promise of this new covenant. We are God's people. He is our God. We are going to be with him forever. That's good news. Amen. That's the hope that we stand on. And I think that's the hope that we need to offer to the world, not you know, how it's all going to unfold, but what Christ has accomplished for us once and for all. Well, Pete, thanks for your call today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're just about out of time, friends, but we want to say once again thanks to those of you who have been a part of the support of this ministry, this broadcast called Basic Gospel through the years. And again, we're celebrating today 30 years of broadcasting, first as People to People, and then, of course, we rebranded as Basic Gospel. Many of you have been with us through the transition, and we appreciate the fact that you've stood with us so faithfully in supporting this message of God's unconditional love and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for what you do to get the word out. So we want to just once again point you to our website. The donate link is available on any page, or you can speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. to stand with us and keep the good news coming. Well, now for Bob and Richard and Andrew and the staff, Bob Davis, God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.